Catholics around the world have spent much of the day praying for the Pope. NPR's Emily Harris is in his hometown, Katowice, in southern Poland. People there feel a special connection to the man who was born Karol Wojtyła.
Friday Mass in Katowice's St. Mary's Basilica, rebuilt 200 years ago after a fire destroyed the original 14th century building. The boy who became Pope John Paul II attended this church. His portrait as Pope now hangs in a gilded frame on a marble arch near the altar. The priest leading this evening's Mass told the crowd of worshipers that the Pope is a holy person with God's mission to complete, but he still has a human body. Leaving the service, Katarzyna Nowak said that message helped.
We are sad, but there is hope. There always must be hope.
Her husband, Marian, says Poles have a special place in their hearts for Pope John Paul II. He says even the non-devout remember his 1979 first visit home as Pope when he stood up to the country's communist leaders.
This is what important he did, that he was helping us to fight communism and gave us faith.
Poland remains a strongly Catholic country, although there are growing currents for change. Some say these may be released when this pope passes away. In Katowice, a small town surrounded by farmland, people feel this pope made them something special. Students here were let out of school early today to pray for the Pope's health. In a pizza parlor across the street from the town's central John Paul II Square, a group of them are now enjoying lunch. Eva Giza, a 17-year-old with her bangs almost hanging in her eyes, says this pope made the world more aware of Poland.
I think that Poland is still not a very well-developed country, and through Pope it will be heard, you know, somewhere in the world. And now I think that especially Katowice would lose some of interest of the world.
Gift shops here sell images of John Paul II made of paper, metal, plaster, and wax. In one, a clerk wraps souvenirs for a young priest from Croatia. There's a larger-than-life statue of the Pope in front of a modern church built in his honor on the edge of town, a short walk from the center. Following an afternoon session there, 70-year-old Maria Gładysz signs up to read during a marathon prayer session scheduled from 8 a.m. to midnight Saturday. Her brother went to high school with the young man who became Pope. She can't imagine life without John Paul II.
We don't even want to think about it because we are afraid. We let God to choose what must happen.
Local priests say they have no special line to the Vatican, but are listening to the radio and watching television for updates along with the rest of the country. And praying, as several priests here said today, that Pope John Paul II will fulfill the will of God. Emily Harris, NPR News, Katowice.